Good evening. Welcome back to Thirsty Thursday in the Word. Let's pray. Father God, here we are again. It's been a great time to fellowship with people during this season, and we're about to approach the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. And as we do, I pray, Lord, that we can just genuinely celebrate your love for us and your love through giving your Son to us, your only begotten Son. Lord, as we dive into this word and talk about the angels and the shepherds, Lord, I pray that you just enlighten us and help us to reflect on what it means to hear from you. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, check this out from Luke 2, 13 through 14. Luke 2, 13 through 14. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. Let's start over. That's too long a pause. Okay. Here we go. Starting over.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Man, hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. What a great Christmas song. And the author of the song, Charles Wesley, is focusing on the message of the angels to the shepherds. What a great message he's got. And it's all about the incarnation. It's all about the birth of Jesus Christ. And then there's a line in there that says this, God and sinners reconciled. God and sinners reconciled. He wants us to focus in this, not just on the angels and the shepherds, but our relationship with God, because he knows that we are separated from God by sin. There's a divide between us, and without Jesus Christ, we can't close that divide and come closer to our Lord and Savior. Jesus is there to bridge the gap between us and his Father and our Father in heaven. What a blessing that is at Christmas time to know that that is really the true greatness of what happened when God sent his Son here to save us from ourselves and from the sin that has entered this world. I encourage you to make certain that you've been reconciled with God. There is no better time of year. Every time is good, but right now, at the celebration of Jesus coming, why not say, Lord, I see it. I get it now. Will you save me? Just pray a simple prayer. Say, Jesus, I understand now. I love you. And though I'll never be worthy of it, you gave that gift to me, and I now receive that gift, Lord, of salvation. And I want you to be my Lord and my Savior. For the rest of my life, I want to lean on you. And I thank you. And I promise, Lord, to share what you've done for me with others. Pray that prayer and invest in your relationship with God, especially in this season, but don't let it dwindle. Keep it going all year long. God bless you, we love you, and we wish you a very, very Merry Christmas from Kernersville Friends Church. God bless you.